I'm looking forward to getting into sort of that beginning honeymoon stage of an idea where I don't hate it completely and want it to go away. I'm looking forward to like falling in love again with an idea and thinking how great it is.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley.
Welcome back to the Finding the Throughline interview with the journalist and novelist Haley Krischer. If this is the first you're hearing of Haley, go back 2 episodes and start with part 1 of her interview on the practical matters involved in the creative process, and then keep listening. We took a very interesting tour into the business of publishing last episode, at the end of last episode. And we talked about so many important things, including how not to compare yourself to other people and the specific mechanical pencil that Haley used to write a book with. So I know a lot of people listen on Fridays, and so I just want you to know that you should go back a couple more episodes and listen to a few more while you're here. Today, we're going to find out what Haley is currently working on bringing into existence and what she knows at this moment about where her personal throughline is leading her next. Plus, I always end with asking my guests my fast final 5 questions about what they're currently reading and songs that get them fired up, etc. So stick around for that. Haley, what is currently inspiring you? Now, that could be something that you've already recognized and you are devoting time and energy to, or it could be even something that you're just starting to realize is like perking up your ears and grabbing your attention.
You mean as like a book or?
Just in general, just like what is inspiring you these days? You don't have to know where it's leading.
What is inspiring me? Well, I have been really thinking about the ocean lately and just about how much I would like to be in a warm body of water and how relaxing water is. And recently I went to a spa called Sojo. It's in New Jersey. It's a very Americanized Korean spa, but they have lots of tubs where it's just a lot of just hot, warm water. And that feeling is just, it's so freeing to be able to float in water and to be able to sort of let yourself go and feel that weightlessness and just feel that warm water against your skin. And it makes me really want to invest in a hot tub in my backyard. And I would love to do that. My husband and I speak about it constantly, and we for years and haven't done it. And I think we are going to have to talk about it again this year.
Bring it up. Are there people that you look to for creative, I don't want to say inspiration, but who are your creative role models if you have them?
Yeah. I mean, so many people. I love to look at art. I love to read nonfiction. I love documentaries. I love authors. I love reading. I love reading biographies of authors, actors, reading about actors and their process, because it really helps me with characters and how to understand my characters. And so for my newest book, Where Are You, Echo Blue? It is, since it is one of the characters is an actor, she's a child star. I did a tremendous amount of research about acting and the method and Stanislavski and Stella Adler, you know, watched all of those old James Lipton interviews that were on Bravo from the Actors Studio, which was such a great series. And I just found myself so inspired by actors who were speaking about how they get into a role, and it made me realize this, how important, I mean, I always think about the psychology of my characters, but it just made me really think about how I can dial into the psychology of my characters and how I can sort of put myself in my character's place. as opposed to what would Haley do? It's like, well, what would my character do? Mm. As opposed to what do I think should be in the book? Well, what is serves the book or what serves the character's plot? Not just this plot that I came up with because I think it's funny or daring or whatever. What works for the story? So yeah, I love listening to actors and reading about them. Mm. In their process.
What about models for just living a great life? Are there people that you look to for that?
Yeah, there's, I feel like Instagram has a lot of people who I follow at least. There's a woman, and I don't know her last name, but she has an Instagram handle called Health with Holland, I believe it's called. And she really speaks about cortisol and high stress levels and specifically for women and how important it is that thinking about how everything that you do affects your body, mm-hmm. especially as you're getting older and going through menopause and going through perimenopause. She talks a lot about not necessarily losing weight or calorie counting or you have to do this. She's explaining like actually how your body works and why gratitude journals and why box breathing and why eating a certain way just and exercising can really just help you for in your entire body, mm. from your brain to, you know, your gut to everything. And so I think she's really fantastic. So
awesome. Well, I'll include a link to her Instagram on the show yes. notes.
She also is Irish. So she has a wonderful Irish brogue. I mean, I love listening to her.
What glimmers do you currently have of where your through line might be guiding you next?
Well, I guess I can answer that in two parts. One, I think often about where I'm going to end up living maybe in a few years. My daughter is a freshman in high school, and I'm wondering where we'll sort of be when she goes to college or when she graduates high school. And, you know, I live in a suburban, very urban suburban area, and the houses are literally on top of each other, like house, driveway. And we live just, you know, about a block from the train station, and it takes us only half an hour to get into Manhattan on the train, which is wonderful. But I also really dream about living in the country, mm-hmm. and I really dream about like quiet and having a place of solace where I can also find other artists and be an artist with more headspace. Mm-hmm. And more nature.
And a hot tub.
And a hot tub, of course. And then I also think about, you know, I've been thinking about my next book and sort of what I want to do with that. And so I've just finished writing a YA book that's going to be coming out in April 2025. Hmm. And so that's great. But it's also great that that's done because now I can sort of focus on my next adult book. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about sort of trying something new and maybe redoing a retelling of an old book, of a classic. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of ideas I would like to sort of like play with. So I'm looking forward to getting into sort of that beginning honeymoon stage of an idea, mm-hmm. where I don't hate it completely and want it to go away. I'm looking forward to like falling in love again with an idea and thinking how great it is.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And what's your grooviest idea of what the future holds for you? Like, what would just delight you if it came to pass?
Oh, I would love to go traveling in Italy and have like a kind of like old Tuscan house where I'm staying for like a month or in Puglia, where there's a pool and I'm drinking lemonade iced teas, swimming and sleeping and reading and writing.
That does sound delightful.
Yes.
All right. We're going to switch into our final fast questions. Ready?
Yes.
What is the last book or show, or both, if you care to share, that you stayed up too late watching or reading because you just, it was so good?
Oh, well, I can answer this very quickly because it's The Bee Sting. It is honestly one of the best books I've read in such a long time. And it's about 630 pages. And I read it in 4 days. Could not put it down. Would not put it down. Had to just continue to read it. It was incredible. And then I think the show that I was obsessed with and then I binged so fast was Slow Horses on, I can't remember what channel it's on or what streamer it's on.
But I think that's incredible. Apple. Is that with Gary Oldman?
Yes, Gary Oldman. Yes.
I think that's Apple TV.
Yeah.
And what is your morning beverage of choice? Now, I think you mentioned that it was coffee, but I really want specifics, like what's in it, what kind, and all this.
Okay, so I am a Peet's Coffee, Major Dickinson's, like really like firm. I don't want anything else. Don't give me any Dunkin' or Starbucks or any of that stuff. And I think I've been drinking Peet's since I lived in San Francisco in the 90s because it was a local coffee shop. And so I drink Peet's, Major Dickinson's, and I always drink Silk soy creamer, original, not vanilla, with it. And that is like a milkshake.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. And are you grinding the beans or do you buy it ground?
I used to. And then I realized, you know what? It's actually fine. I used to do French press, grind the beans. Was a whole process. And then I realized, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And so I stopped.
Amazing.
It was that simple.
What song do you listen to when you need a pick me up?
Oh, probably Amy Winehouse, Rehab. They're trying to make me go to rehab. And I said, no, no, no. Oh. I know it's a very dark song, but
I just hadn't really considered that.
It just really cracks me up. And I just, she's so emphatic about it. No, no.
If you could place yourself in time at any point in time, it could be a time of day, it could be a day of the week, it could be a time of year, it could be a specific year, where would it be?
Oh, now, right now, here and now.
Nice.
Don't put me anywhere else. I don't want to go into the future. I'm too scared. I definitely don't want to go into the past.
Okay. Awesome. And what meal would you ask for if someone said that they would make or order you absolutely anything that you want?
Linguine and white clam sauce with a lot of parsley.
Mm. I like that specificity. All right, great. And then finally, is there anything that you're up to that you want listeners to know about? Of course, you have a book coming out and tell us about it again, but also tell us where we can connect with you.
So I'm on Instagram and I am on TikTok sometimes, just Haley Krischer on Instagram and Threads. And I'm Haley Krischer, author, I believe, on TikTok. And I also have a website, so you can go to haleykrischer.net. And yes, I have a book coming out July 16th, and it is called Where Are You, Echo Blue, about the most famous child star of the 1990s who goes missing on the eve of the millennium, and the journalist who is also an obsessed fan who goes to look for her. Yeah, and then I have a YA coming out, which will be my fourth book, coming out April 2025, and that is about a girl who gets sucked into a wellness cult. Ooh. And Goop, watch out. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
It is a major Goop. It's very Goopy. It's very Charles Manson-y, and it's set with teenage girls. So.
But that sounds like some kind of mashup. I, for one, am pumped.
Good.
Thank you so much for being here, Haley. And thank you out there for listening. We'll be back next week to ask another writer mildly invasive questions about their personal through line and their creative process. So come back on Monday.
Finding the Throughline airs one interview per week, broken up into three episodes that come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Skip the ads and get each interview in one longer episode by becoming a paid subscriber at katehanley.substack.com. Even if you aren't ready to get out your wallet just yet, become a free subscriber at katehanley.substack.com and receive the full show notes with links to everything my guests and I cover. However you listen, thank you. Finding the Throughline is edited by Sound Advice Strategies. Connect with me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.